Good afternoon. What did you say? What was your name again, sir?
Davis. Jerry.
Oh, Jerry Davis.
Jerry Davis.
Okay, sir. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will serve as your lead. So just hold on, sir.
Okay, sir. Just for the record, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Okay, just for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Jerry Davis. The number is 310-979.
Okay, thank you, sir. You have been before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left, your right, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead today. Also with the sir, representative of the Department of Corrections, is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner represents your parole officer and the Department of Corrections, okay? Okay. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or of the hired licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Correct.
Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Oh, myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir. I do.
So your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms, conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. You're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 11, 2018, as directed on May 8, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, well, based on the admission of Mr. Davis, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that, excuse me, that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Agree.
So, there's a motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Ms. Rittenhouse, and Dr. Wright. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start phase two out with some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, to get any information that you would like to present to the board, okay? All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Davis was released from ADC custody on 11-29-2017 and arrested on 6-5-2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 6-5-2018, with an adjusted release date of 7-24-2018, 25 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014 commitment date, burglary, second degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2012 commitment B, criminal damage, 1 year. No prior convictions. Since first term in ADC, with the CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2, no STG information noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate, with drugs and theft noted. Under arrest, 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Has a GB score of G1, B3.
All right, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Lavis, I see that when you were released on November 29th of 2017, sir, you were reported directly to your approved residence at 2719 North Australia Avenue in Tucson. Whose address was that, sir?
My mother's.
That was your mother's house?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it looks like you changed your address on March 22nd. You were approved to reside with your sponsor, Fran, at 5000 North Cholo Boulevard, in Tucson, number 50 in Tucson. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you stayed with your friend. Were you working during that period of time?
Yes, sir.
And it looks like that you were working at Mimi's Cafe in Tucson?
Yes, sir.
How long did you work there, sir?
About 6-7 months.
Okay, it says that as far as your program goes, that you assigned the task color of the day program, you had a plum color. It looks like on November 30th, your UA was negative. On December 20th, you had a negative UA. On January 21st, you were negative. 24th, you were negative. And then February 21st, you were negative. And then March 21st, you had a negative. And then it looks like on April 30th, you didn't provide any sample for your UA. Looks like they did enroll you in December, was enrolled in a CAP program for recognition therapy. Says that your PR had to remind you each day to report to your class. Is that... So why did you wind up abstaining, Mr. Lavis? First time being incarcerated, sir, you were out, it looks like, for 5-6 months, or about 5 months, you were doing pretty good, but, I mean, you were negative, you were working.
Yeah, I know, it's just that my family pushed me to sign, I started living outside because of that, and I was working in school, and going to classes, and it's just,
with your parole officer, so it looked like your parole officers were working for, if you were an absconder for 25 days, why did you not work with your parole officer? Whose house was that? Where did you stay?
I was the co-worker of mine, and I told him about my situation, and he helped me out. And from there, I was staying with him, but I should have reported to my parole officer, but I thought I was. been sold. I was going to get a violation for it, for some reason.
All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Lagos, the board's going to be going into discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion?
Yes, I would say, just thank you for taking the time, you know, dealing with my situation here, and I thank you for hearing me, but I'm sorry for breaking all the laws that I have.
Okay. Mr. Lagos, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain silent. I would stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. At during the discussion, we will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay? The board's now going into discussion. Mr. Lagos was, you know, it's his first time being incarcerated, been on community supervision. He was doing very well. When he got out, he was working. Said he had some problems with his family, having family issues where they didn't want him around, and he just kind of gave up on himself and got himself into trouble. He relapsed and started back to using meth until he was placed back into prison. And he doesn't have a real violent past that I could see him. However, it does look like that he will be released in a couple of weeks. It looks like July 24th of 2018 is his actual release date. I think that if he just goes ahead and stays there and completes his time, that he'll actually be released. When he gets released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. At that time, he'll, you know, I hope he takes his time that he has in there to think about it, get his stuff together so that when he's released, not on parole or community supervision, then he'll get his life together. Not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement or have to come back before this board again. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision, and Mr. Leaders find that he was delinquent. The violator determines the distance of the supervision and had lapses about the lapses to criminal ways or company as. He wasn't abstaining for 25 days. We have no idea exactly what he was doing. And he did relapse and start back to use that meth.
Second.
That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal. And agreed, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Lagos. Mr. Lagos.
Yes.
So, the board was voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 24th in a couple of weeks of this year. At the time that you're released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. We really hope that you would take that time that you have left and really think about what you're going to do when you get out. You won't be on parole. You won't have any community supervision. Hopefully, sir, that you will get yourself together, be a productive citizen, and not have any more negative contact with law enforcement. You won't have to come back before this board again. So we want to wish you the best of luck when you are released on July 24th, and that's going to conclude your hearing at this time, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.